And I called to order the budget, adopting the budget hearing on 6/25 at 6:02 p.m.
Otter Rock Water District.
For the Otter, yes, for the Otter Water District. And I'm going to do roll call. Lisa here. Beth.
Here.
Eileen.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Teresa.
Here.
All board members are present, and in the community, we have Dale Powers. Do we have any questions or any discussions before we vote on this next fiscal year 24/25 budget?
Are you opening the budget hearing then?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I guess we need to kind of discuss the this cash on hand.
But we need to have the opportunity for the budget hearing first, so.
Oh, okay.
And then we close the hearing and then we can discuss that. Yeah.
Okay.
So
What do
if
we
you
need? What do we need to do about the hearing?
well, you just announce that you're having the hearing, and then if someone wants to speak, they speak, and then it closes. Then you close the budget hearing and then you proceed.
Do it, Lisa. Okay, I opened the budget hearing. Does anyone have any questions or comments before I close it? Speak now. Okay, I'm closing the
Going
budget hearing.
once.
Huh?
Going once.
Going
Yeah.
once, going twice, sold. Okay. So I'm closing the budget hearing.
At what time?
At 6:04 p.m.
Okay.
Okay,
And
now Eileen.
now we need to talk about the cash on hand and what we're going to do with the extra funds that we have and
Yes.
which resolution we want to pass.
Everybody had a chance to take a look at the options. Beth sent out a nice option checklist, so
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you, Beth. It was really good.
Very nice. Well, if we put it in contingencies, we can use it for anything that may arise. Is that correct?
Yeah, it would be a little more than our contingency limit without a supplemental budget, but yes, you can put as much as you want in contingency, and that allows you to exceed what you've allocated by 15%, up to 15% without doing a supplemental budget. It's a transfer, just like we've done the intra-fund transfers.
Right, but you said that if we put it there, it exceeds what we're allowed and we'd still have to do a supplemental budget.
No, if well, no, right now we have 19,000 in contingency. If we add the 15,000, then we get 34,000. Our contingency limit without doing a supplemental budget is 32,000. So we could spend most of it without doing a supplemental budget. And to be honest, since I've been on the board, we've never tapped into the contingency fund.
So basically, Kelly, we can put the money in contingency, even though it's over the limit.
Well, it's not
And
really a limit, but it's the limit without a supplemental budget. You can put $1 million in there if you want.
so we can put it in without a supplemental, but we couldn't spend the whole thing without a supplemental. Is that correct?
Yes.
I totally get it. My preference would be to put it in the contingency because then we can use it for anything, but I'll go with whatever other people think.
Yeah,
Right.
that's where I would go, Kelly, too, or wherever it's the most flexible for us in terms of utilization.
I agree also because, you know, if the meters, if we want to plug more in money into meters, we can do that without, you know, worrying, you know, we have to do interfund transfers, of course, but, you know, we could do more meters if we
Right.
run into trouble.
Right. It's a simple resolution like we've done before.
I'm totally happy with doing it that way. I don't think we're going to spend it. I think we've got a lot of money allocated to meters, and I think we have a lot of money allocated to other things. But if everybody's more comfortable putting it there so it is available, I mean that's an option. The only other option that I would think would be good is to put it into the LGIP savings. But if we do that, then we really don't have it available to us.
Well,
So
we can, if it's not in contingency, you can exceed your budget by 10% with a resolution without doing a supplemental budget. And a supplemental budget is not a huge deal, but it is kind of, it's a lot more than just doing a resolution.
well, and the whole big thing about the end of our budget committee meeting was that we were going to put place markers to avoid doing supplemental budgets because
Well, yeah, because it's kind of a deal. You have to send a notice to everybody, and depending on how much it is, you might have to have a hearing, but we can't, we could still, you know, if we had to, well, if we had to, we could still exceed the budget by 10%. We could pull it back from savings if we needed to. They're the 10% of our general fund, which would be what, 21,000.
So the advantages of putting it in savings, do we get interest on it?
Yeah, we get good interest.
Okay, so that's the advantage, and then we'd have to do a supplemental budget.
Depending on how much it was, we could pull back all of it, actually, because the if it's not in contingency, you can exceed your budget by resolution up to 10% without doing a supplemental. And 10% of our allocated funds right now stand at, well, they'd stand at they would stand at, yeah, 213,000. So that would mean we could pull it back by a res an interfund resolution.
Okay, so we could put it into savings without a resolution.
Well,
But
it would be in our budget as a transfer. But yeah, we can do a transfer out of general fund into our reserve fund as part of our budget, and then it would be earning interest. That 15,000 would be into earning good interest, and if we had to, we could pull it back by doing another resolution, a transfer resolution.
resolutions are a document that we just put forth and at a board meeting and agree
Right.
on. Okay, so it's simple to do a
It's fairly
resolution
simple, yeah.
versus the supplemental budget.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sounds like we would want to make the interest.
And so we can put it into the savings account without doing a supplemental budget.
Yeah, it would be just part of our budget.
Well, then I vote for putting it into the interest, actually, the savings to earn interest. Because we have quite a bit in contingency right now, don't we? Like 19,000.
19,000.
Yeah.
How much?
19,000.
19,000.
And we have what, 93,000 allocated to meters. And we have what, 32 meters left to do, Beth? Is that, or
Something like that.
Yeah. So we, you know, we've got an awful lot of money allocated to meters. Right. I mean, granted, we may run into some issues on a couple of these.
Yeah, there's we've been doing the easier ones, and we've got a few that are going to be tricky to find, and to find the service lines and et cetera.
But some of them we were going to roll into the project, correct?
If they were too much of a trouble, yeah. But we don't know yet for sure.
Yeah.
Mine is going to be an issue, just FYI, so don't be surprised, because they couldn't find it 2 years ago. And they spent a lot of money on trying to find it, and they couldn't find it, and they still can't, and they stopped. So I'm going to be an issue. My water.
You're probably going to have the some concrete cutting done.
No, it's not underneath the concrete, Beth.
Yeah, it is. I'm 95% sure, but we'll find that corpse stop. I've got four of them to find on Gladys, and they're back in the brush, and when we do that, we'll know. But we might have to get Heath down from OAWU to use the listening device so we can actually detail where the service line runs. But I'm betting it's in the middle of your driveway. And the meter, well, in the middle of the driveway and out into the right of way.
Yeah, well, I can tell you I'm not digging up my driveway, so.
Well, you can reroute FYI. The service line.
Just FYI, I'm not digging up my driveway.
You can reroute your service line, possibly.
Not digging up my driveway.
No, actually, you'd probably have to do a whole new service line over to the other side. We'll talk about that one later.
Okay, so put it in contingencies or put it in savings, people. I think either is a good option. And I think either allows us to have access to it. If we put it in savings, we're going to earn some interest. Right now, those funds are making really good money. So, I maybe our residents would appreciate it if that's where we put this extra money as well.
I mean, that's what we're supposed to do, right? We're supposed to try and maximize the bang for our buck.
Sure.
May I make a motion that we put the $15,000 in the savings?
Yeah, I'll second that motion.
Lisa? Yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
The motion, and I guess the resolution passes.
No, that would need to make a motion to pass the resolution. And like I mentioned in the email, we need to be clear because we don't have a posted version like this to just state what the different items are that are on the resolution.
Beth, since you're so clear on this, do you want to make the motion?
Well, I'd make a motion that we pass, resolution. Okay, come on, computer, work.
It's going to be 2024-28.
2024-28.
Yep, and the general.
With the general fund allocated amount, $213,772. The contingency, $19,030.
Yep.
For a total from the general fund of $232,802. The capital improvement business Oregon allocation will be $367,500. The total for the capital improvement FEMA allocations will be $280,890. The total appropriations are then $881,192. The unappropriated and reserve amount will be $897, and the total for the adopted budget is $1,104,089. That's
Wasn't it $1,089.89?
Which?
$1,089.89? $1,089.89.
For what line? The adopted
total
budget?
Adopted budget.
Yeah, I'm That's looking at, this is option four on my little spreadsheet snippet. It's 1 million. It's 1 million, 1,000 or 104,000. $1,089.
That's because we've got an extra 15,000 that we didn't right. think we were going to have, Lisa. That's why yeah. there's a difference.
Yes.
The $1,089,89 was prior to realizing that we were going to be over on our cash on hand.
Okay. I'm just yeah. looking at the, I was just looking at the resolution.
Yep. Yep. So yeah, we kind of put a couple of resolutions out there depending on where we were going to go with this. So, yeah.
But this one is slightly different than what the two we had.
Yeah, because the general fund is going to stay at 213. Right. Yeah, and the total unappropriated in reserve is going to increase by 15.
Right, and then the total, the adopted budget, the total amount of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Increase by 15. Those are the two changes that appear on our resolution.
And then that transfer, Beth, we can do that in July, right? Because it's part of the budget. So if right. we put it into the budget, then it rolls into the 24-25 budget, and then we can get it transferred.
We'll do it after July 1st.
Yeah.
And we just need to insert or fill in, we've already got the lines in our spreadsheet detail document.
Yep.
And we just put the, add the 15,000 to the cash on hand and then do a transfer out of the general fund and then show a transfer into the reserve fund.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what we talked about, adding that extra line. And so I'll just, that extra line on the budget.
Well, I don't know. Did we take those transfer lines out?
No, but to complete it.
Right. Well, then it'll just be filling it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we have it in here already because we did it 1 year. So we've left that line in a transfer from the general to the reserve fund.
Right.
And we have a transfer in line for the reserve fund in our spreadsheet detail. So
yeah. Okay.
So we'll do a new copy of that too and post that. That'll be with our final budget documents.
Okay. Well, I can work on that in the next few days. So
okay. So that's my motion, is to pass our resolution for adopting the budget and for making appropriations, which is resolution 2024-28.
I second the motion.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
The resolution passes. We had one more resolution on the agenda, which was to add Teresa to the banking accounts.
Yeah. The bank requires something in writing for that in the resolution. They were tickled with last time, so I figured that was the easiest thing.
So will this be resolution 2024-29?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I make a motion to pass resolution 2024-29 to add Lisa to our, I mean, to add Teresa to our banking accounts.
Second.
Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
And Teresa?
Yes.
The resolution passes. Is there any more items that we need to discuss before we adjourn this budget hearing?
Well, there was a bear in my neighbor's yard. I think it was Sunday night. So, you know, just spread the word that a black bear's been at the end of 3rd Street, and just keep your eyes open. I know Bosco's been going cuckoo lately, and I took him out the other night to go pee, and all he did was drag me around the yard in the dark. So I'm not doing that again. So, yeah, you know,
that time of year, I think just about every neighborhood's seen them at some
black
point
bears?
Or other.
Oh, I've never seen a black bear here.
Yeah. Yeah, we had one a couple years ago down LA and over on Boland Way. Got into some garbage cans, got into a storage shed, got into a freezer.
Yeah, well, that's what this
one
did.
The one that was sitting on Whitney's freezer or whatever.
Uh-huh.
All right, well,
yikes.
Just
yeah, every once in a while, we're not far from those, a lot of woods. Right. So
that's
yeah.
Right. Just do the village gossip thing and let people know that.
Well, yeah, it's
there was
it's
one around.
To remind people to.
Yeah. Yep.
And they recommend keeping the bird feeder, bring
yeah.
in the bird feeders, and
yep.
don't leave your garbage can with smelly stuff out all week, and
yeah,
lock it away or.
Yeah, I guess he strewed the garbage across the street. And they gathered it back up, and you know that little latch that they have for that garbage can is nothing.
Seriously.
So they put something on top of it, and the bear came back and knocked it over.
Oh, but yeah, right.
Wasn't able to open it.
Yeah, I don't put mine out till the morning. I put all of my stinky stuff in the freezer anyway, so it's all frozen when it goes out.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that too because. We only get garbage pickup every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the freezer. All right. Oh, and one more thing. When I brought the mail in today, because I missed getting it yesterday, there's a, you know, that little bulletin board thing that we have outside the door on the center. My phone number is totally wrong. It says 971 something. And I've never ever had a 971 phone number, so I don't know how that phone number got there, but it's not my phone number.
I wonder whose it belongs to. I'll fix it, Kelly.
All right, great. I don't know. I think it's correct on the website, but I think it is. But anyway,
you don't have phone numbers on the website.
On
the website.
All right. Well, it's wrong on that piece of paper, so. However, if nobody can ever get a hold of me, that's okay with me.
Yeah. Right. Might have been planned. I don't know.
And one more thing, COVID is going around Lincoln County really bad. So just be careful, be cautious, and be well, people.
Yeah, I noticed that we're wearing masks at the hospital again.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm. All right.
Okay, so if no one has any other.
Well, I just have one little thing. I have got to apologize. Oh my, I haven't even looked at that email account. It's like, it wasn't on my radar. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to look at this email account on a regular basis. So my apologies. I will, it's in my head now. I will be looking at the Commissioner 5 email account on a regular basis going forward. Sorry.
Maybe cursing in the future. That
well, I was like, oh my, there's a lot of email in here. And I missed a lot of things. So sorry, Beth, that I missed the whole corp stop thing. Because, you know, here I offered help and then I'm like clueless.
Oh, yeah.
Reading my emails.
I'm sending another one out. We got to keep going on it. So.
Okay. Well, I will pay attention.
Okay.
Yeah, I do not check it every single day, though, you know, because that's like having a job.
I hear you, Kelly. But you know, once a month might be good, huh?
Oh yeah. Maybe more than once a month, Teresa.
Yeah, I think a little more than that.
A little more than once a month.
And I also, you know, let people know if it's really important, send me a text and I'll get right over there. So
as long as we have your right phone number.
Yeah, I was just gonna, I'm not sure I have Kelly's phone number.
Yeah, we should get that list and redistribute.
Yeah,
it sounds like I better get that fixed. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy your evening.
The signature things that I need to do, I don't have access to the office yet, so I can't really just like pop over there and sign anything.
Well, yeah, you would if you'd email me.
Good to know, Beth.
Actually, I put your code in the other day and we just need to get together.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, this was a quickie.
Yep. I'm going to stop recording.
Okay.
At 6:27 p.m.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.